Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Tata. Happy birthday to you.
These are birthday wishes from those who gathered at the St. George's Cathedral in Cape Town to celebrate Tutu's life. He became a bishop after his dream of becoming a medical doctor was frustrated by lack of funds. He was promoted to be the Anglican Dean in Johannesburg, becoming the first black person to occupy the position. This role positioned him in direct confrontation with the apartheid system that severely oppressed the country's black majority. It is this strong stance that landed him a Nobel Peace Prize in 1984. In 1994, South Africa's first black president, Nelson Mandela, appointed him to chair the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, tasked with addressing injustices of the past and fostering harmony between the former oppressors, the minority whites, and their largely black victims. South Africans know him for his jovial mood and unique laughter. Here, he was delivering a speech at the University of California in 2008.
We were in Greensboro in North Carolina, and the waiter comes and he says, "Are you a singer or something?" Which I thought was very good for the soul.
But he did not tolerate injustices even from the black government. This is what he said in 2014 when the South African government denied a visa to the Dalai Lama, the Tibetan's spiritual leader.
This government, our government, is worse than the apartheid government. Our government says it will not support Tibetans who are being oppressed viciously by the Chinese.
Advocate Dumisa Ntsebeza, who later worked as a commissioner in the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, told reporters he clearly remembers how Tutu intervened when, as a student, he got into trouble for challenging apartheid authorities.
Desmond Tutu, on hearing of the fines that we are supposed to be paying, raised money for us, and we were freed from jail. When we were expelled from Fortea, as a result of that, he organized money. Those are the funds that assisted me in completing my degree.
And Alan Busak, a church cleric who fought against apartheid alongside Tutu, told those at the birthday celebration that Tutu was their hope and inspiration.
Desmond Tutu was almost the personification of that spirituality of struggle. And I remember so many times we would come together to talk strategy. How would we do this? How would we do that? How would that march be planned? But before every single meeting and after every single meeting, we would first say, let us just pray.
Tutu now spends more time at home with his wife, Nomalizo Leah, who he married in 1955. 2 decades ago, he was diagnosed with prostate cancer, which has caused him to frequent the hospital in recent years. U.S. President Joe Biden was among those sending birthday wishes, saying he was inspired by Tutu's commitment to championing human rights and to always speaking out for what is right. Tuso Kumalo for VOA News, Johannesburg.